News in brief at Press TV, a top UN official has warned of the humanitarian consequences of the Saudi aggression against Yemen, urging safe access for aid workers. The UN humanitarian coordinator visited Yemen on Monday. This as Saudi warplanes continue targeting positions in Yemen despite a self-declared ceasefire, and computers inside of Britain's House of Parliament have attempted to access pornographic websites almost 250,000 times last year. The Palace of Westminster's IT department reported that the visits to X-rated websites were made by all users of the Parliament's computer network, including both the MPs and Lords. A new report says more than 500 people, mostly African Americans, have been shot dead by police across the United States this year alone. The rising number of deaths of unarmed Black Americans at the hands of police has already sparked outrage and protests in several U.S. cities. Turkish police have arrested protesters denouncing the deadly attack on the predominantly Kurdish town of Suruç. They accuse Turkey of collaborating with ISIL in the bombing. Ankara has launched an offensive against the Kurdish militants after they were blamed for an alleged retaliatory attack on Turkish police. The Iraqi prime minister has welcomed the conclusion of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1. Haider al-Abadi was in a meeting with the visiting Iranian foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Al-Abadi also slammed some regional countries for their non-constructive positions regarding Iran. Well, a group of former U.S. diplomats and State Department officials has urged Congress to support the nuclear deal with Iran. This comes amid a verbal spat between the White House and some Republicans. Congress has until September the 17th to vote on Iran's nuclear conclusion. South Korea says the deadly outbreak of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, is over in the country. 36 Koreans have died since May the 20th in the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Saudi Arabia. The MERS crisis took a heavy toll on Asia's fourth largest economy. And a powerful 7-magnitude earthquake has rocked Indonesia's easternmost province of Papua. There are no immediate reports of injuries or damage. No tsunami warning was issued after the quake. Indonesia is prone to earthquakes due to its location in the Pacific Ring of Fire.